I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters, and we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Coming up in 20 minutes, we've got the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard will make his picks for the college football and NFL weekend in 40 minutes. Target Demo Friday. We want to hear from you guys where you are, how you're listening. You'll see the meme on Twitter that you can weigh in on with that information. It's where Mraz is dressed as a volunteer fireman, and Peter Schwartz is dressed in an Aaron Judge jersey that actually has Judge written on the back, unlike how the Yankees wear their jerseys. When you see those two guys in front of the firehouse, you know it's a good old-fashioned buddy 80s sitcom, and it's our Target Demo Friday meme of the week. Just a note on what we were talking about at the end of last hour. It's interesting. Vegas has installed the Raiders as a field goal favorite at home against the Broncos, even though the Raiders are 0-3 and the Broncos are 2-1. But the deal is the Broncos are a fugazi 2-1, and any Bronco fan can tell you that as well. Because Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett, and those offensive weapons have yet to get to the same page. They've had three very underwhelming games. They had the loss in Seattle to open up the season. They had the win at home against the Texans where Nathaniel Hackett had to apologize again for mistake after mistake after mistake in terms of his football operations and game management. And then last week, what happened on Sunday Night Football, Broncos-Niners, where it was an 11-10 game and the Broncos barely did anything of note offensively but still got the win anyway over the Niners and Jimmy G. The fact is the Broncos might be 2-1, but they are the biggest fraud at 2-1 you're going to see. Nobody believes in it. Their wins have come against Davis Mills and Jimmy G, and that's not exactly Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. So let's see what Sunday looks like, but this is basically the Raiders season. 0-3, a light is flickering but almost out. 0-4, it's out. You're at home, division game. You can put yourselves at 1-3 and drop the Broncos to 2-2, and that would help in that division. There's a reason Vegas has installed an 0-3 team as a favorite over a 2-1 squad. On to last night. Scary. Really scary. When Tua goes down, and we all know I have been critical of Tua to this point in his career. Even when he's had sensational games, I've poo-pooed them at times. I still, and this feels awkward to say, do not believe that Tua is the man to lead the Dolphins to a Super Bowl. I say that it's an awkward time to say it because at this point, who cares? It's all about his long-term health. Because last night, when he goes into that prone position after the concussion, it's terrifying. It's the part of football that we all hate most. We love the aerial acrobatics. We love the hitting. We love close games and game-winning field goals. We love 3 hours on a Sunday or 3.5 hours on a Saturday. We love sitting down in the recliner and watching the game of football. But we hate when guys are so injured they're being brought off on a stretcher. And last night was that. And so the fact that Tua was discharged from the hospital and traveled home last night with the team is of extreme positivity and optimism and good vibes, because that's the only thing that really matters. Did the Dolphins commit negligence by pushing him through, knowing he was concussed last week, and allowing him to play in a short week? You hope not, but maybe. You know, this was my read last night, and it made me sick to my stomach, but my read in the middle of this game was, last week Tua suffered a concussion, but passed protocol, wanted to go back out there, so he said it was a back injury. The Dolphins played the Bills in a huge game, so they were going to believe him. They wanted to believe him, inclined to believe him. And then this week, again, maybe he lied his way through protocol. Maybe he legitimately passed protocol. But the Dolphins would rather do see no evil, hear no evil. Doctors said you didn't have a concussion, so that's what we're going with. Even though they knew he wasn't right in playing. That's how it felt. That Tua either gamed the system to pass it last week in the middle of that game, and the Dolphins just kind of ran with that this week. Or that they didn't really put him through the battery of tests that they should because they wanted him to play. But the more I thought about that, the more I said, for me to believe that, I've got to believe only my very secondary vision of this, detached from everything, and believe that I'm right and they're wrong. And that's where we stand in society, and I want to guard against that. Because what am I going on? I'm going on that last week he looked like he had a concussion when he stumbled trying to come off the field. And then I get confirmation from that because there's a lot of other former athletes, fans, and media that saw the same thing and came to the same conclusion. And then I've got Chris Nowinski, who is a CTE expert, and he's leading the charge on brain trauma knowledge, and he's saying the same thing before the game. What I said yesterday on this show, that they can't play him tonight, and if they do, there is going to be a really ugly situation if he does get a concussion. And Nowinski went so far as to say, if he dies, there's murder charges. These guys are going to jail. So you feel confirmed because you saw what you saw last week. You feel a certain way from what you saw, and then everybody else is saying the same thing. But what am I going on besides just what I see? I've got no other information. What's supposed to have happened was there's an independent neurologist that's going to test Tua out last week. He's not affiliated with the Dolphins. He has no skin in the game. And it's up to him whether to clear him or not. And he was the one, or she was the one, this neurologist that said, it's not a concussion, it's a back injury. Just like Tua said, he cleared it, he can go back out and play. And then I'd also have to believe that Mike McDaniel, who is not an old school rub dirt on it and go back out and play after your bell was rung kind of guy, has to also be in on this. Hey, we need to win this game. This is a big one against the Bills. You got to get back out there. Or this is a big game against the Bengals. They won the AFC last year. You got to get back out there in a short week. And I've got to believe that Mike McDaniel, who is an offensive guy, who's worked with a staff that's been very forward-thinking and progressive over the last couple of years in pushing offenses forward and being kind of a youthful new vibe in the NFL with McVay and Shanahan, etc., I've got to believe that he is cut from the oldest school cloth there is and really doesn't care too much about his players' health and is just built out of that old mindset, win at all costs. And I don't believe that with Mike McDaniel. I don't. Now, I don't personally know him, but he does not give me that vibe. So I had to catch myself last night from thinking automatically the worst to, is it possible we saw something that certainly triggered us all to think that it was a concussion, but obviously we don't know. And there's a strong part of me that says that's probably the case. Oftentimes the simplest answer is the right answer, and the simplest answer is we don't know that it was a concussion. We're just going on a 2-second clip we saw. It certainly looked like it, but maybe it wasn't it. And just this happened to happen last night. Now, if it was a back injury and they put him out there with a vulnerable, compromised back injury or ankle injury, could that lead to a lack of stability, a lack of core strength, and then to his head snapping back and hitting the turf? That's totally plausible. But I'm just not going to sit here on 200 affiliates and our huge national audience and sit here and go, fire McDaniel and fire Greer and fire the Dolphins and the medical team sucks and it was on cahoots and they only wanted to win a football game and Tua's life is on the line. And I can't do that based on just what I'm looking at from thousands of miles away last week in a 2-second clip and say, oh, he definitely had a concussion last week. I just can't do that in good faith. I can say what didn't help matters last night was the Amazon coverage, because it felt like everybody in America was going, whoa, why did he play tonight if he had the concussion last night? And then this happens, there's blood on your hands, and Amazon wouldn't touch it. And that felt like a league cover-up. Now, again, simplest answer is usually the right answer. Amazon is a couple of games into a brand new multi-year, huge million-dollar contract, multi-hundreds millions of dollars. They don't want to piss off the league, and they're not used to doing it. So they go down to the field, and Carissa Thompson has Tony Gonzalez, Richard Sherman, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And these guys are not exactly, you know, Brinkley down there, not exactly rather Brinkley and Cronkite. And everybody's like, don't say anything. It's better to not say anything to upset anybody. So what they talk about is basically how their heart goes out to Tua. It was really scary. Fitzpatrick has tears in his eyes. But what they're not saying is the obvious. Should he have been playing? They could at least address it to say that was a question coming into tonight. That'll be a question asked tonight. Last week was a scary situation. This was as well. Related to one of your stories from your playing days. But they didn't even address it, which meant it felt like, man, you guys are covering for the league here, that something went wrong. So that added to this paranoia last night that built on social media of, it's all a cover-up. They're all covering their asses. Only when Amazon got wind of just how bad they looked did they force Michaels and Herbstreit to talk about it in the booth with a predetermined cutaway. Hey, we're going to show you guys in the booth, talk about it, and talk about the fury that's happening outside. And they did quickly, and then they went right into, boy, you know, isn't it funny that Mike McDaniel's kind of like Ted Lasso? Keep it light, keep it moving. And you're like, oh, that wasn't the right tone either. So I think the coverage last night really hurt believing that Tua's best interests were at heart, or that it was an honest assessment that he really didn't have a concussion, because everything felt like they were hiding from the reality. Last night, Mike McDaniel addressed this, and McDaniel was very forceful in saying, I would never play the game that way. I'm not going to put my players at odds, at risk. I'm not playing with health here. That's not even the type of guy I am. And it was a start I thought of the Dolphins having to own that way, that it was not even in question that they did not feel like he had a concussion, and to be very forthright about this. And the next step is the NFL and the Dolphins should be transparent about the concussion protocol last week and then this week, because that's going to be important here. The doctor that cleared him last week to go back into that game in the second half should answer questions. What did you see? What did you observe? What was the battery of tests? How did you know it wasn't a concussion? Why did you feel comfortable it was a back? And then it was, okay, Dolphins, what'd you do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning with the potential that he was at risk for another concussion? Did you ever consider it? Was there any more tests? Who tested? What did they test? Was there a concern with the back? What? And that, I think, is the only way you reestablish trust that this was not a cover-up. Will we get there? I don't know. You know, the NFL has at times been transparent, at times been completely non-transparent. So I don't know. I would say this. This has always been the NFL's nightmare. That today, because of more knowledge and experience with CTE, post-concussion symptoms, post-career playing effects of brain trauma, and everybody on high alert, that a guy would suffer it, be put back into a game, and that something really bad would happen to a star on national TV, and all hell would break loose. And there would be litigation and cleaning house and massive lawsuits and charges or whatever. That's always been, which is why they installed the independent neurologist so that they couldn't be held accountable for the idea that we pushed them back out of the field. We pushed them back out of the game of play. So there's all of these checks and balances the NFL has put into place so that they're not vulnerable in litigation. Which is why I got a tough time believing that there's going to be some type of hell to pay for the NFL or the Dolphins, because they're also scared of this situation. You know, we look at it as any given Sunday. Cutthroat, rub dirt on it, go out there, risk your bodies and your brains. And sure, there's an element of this. But remember, these are businesses looking to save their ass from litigation. There's also that in play as well. And when that's in play, they have their protection so that they can't be held accountable for something like this that happens, because they are following some type of protocol to make sure they're safe. And maybe the reality exists somewhere in between. But I got a tough time believing that we're ever going to find a smoking gun where they basically pushed him back onto the field to play knowing that there was a brain injury or a concussion last week. I don't think that that's realistic to think. When we come back, it's the Wizard of Odds. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Odds? It's DA.
It's the Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey,
all right, everybody. Glad you're back with us here on the DA Show. As always, in the Target Demo Friday, let us know where you are, how you were listening. And if you believe the volunteer firemen in our great nation are only in it for the friends, as Mraz claims, when you see that Target Demo Friday meme, let us know your thoughts there, and we'll read those coming up in just 15 minutes from now. All right, well, the Wizard is 8-9 on the season. Had some good hits last week, had some tough losses, under 500 for the first time this season, but that's okay. We're waving the wand and we're making you cash because that's what the Wizard does, making it rain coins. We start tonight in the Pac-12. It's number 15 Washington at UCLA. Now, the Huskies have been a little under the radar, but they're a sneaky good team. They beat Michigan State handily. They also beat Stanford last week and hung 40 on the Cardinal. And now they're on the road tonight. Now, they're only a 2.5-point favorite in this game, but I like the Huskies to win by a field goal or more. Remember that UCLA's win streak is up to 7 games, but what have they really proven? They've beaten Bowling Green, Alabama State, South Alabama, and perhaps the worst team of the Pac-12, Colorado. I'm not buying on Chip Kelly's crew. I think Washington is the better team. I get the 2.5, which is perfect. All I need is that the Huskies win by a field goal or more tonight. I think they do. Give me Washington -2.5. Now we go to tomorrow afternoon, Kentucky and Ole Miss. This is an interesting line. This one is going to be at the Grove. This one is a noon kickoff, going to be hot. But Ole Miss is a touchdown favorite. I think Kentucky traditionally is a great place to make money because they're a much better team than the public knows, and the lines oftentimes reflect that. Now, I realize they struggled against Northern Illinois last week, but in some ways I think that's a look-ahead game. They beat the Florida Gators in the Swamp this season. Ole Miss can't match the quality of that victory, and I'm getting 7 points. Kentucky's got an excellent quarterback. Kentucky's got a running back coming back in Gonzalez that they really, really like. They've got a defensive-laden team that can hold down a good offense. I love Ole Miss's attack, but I think laying a full touchdown's too much. I think this is less than a touchdown spread. I can see Kentucky winning this game as well. So give me the Wildcats getting 7 points coming up tomorrow. Another college bet goes to the Big 12. Now, I didn't like at all what I saw from OU's defense last week losing to K-State. But when Oklahoma has had a misstep in the last couple of years, they've usually followed that up by being refocused and hammering their next opponent. They go to Fort Worth to take on TCU tomorrow. They're a six-point favorite. And again, I'm not going to discount what happened last week, but I think that this is an overreaction to Oklahoma losing last week. I think they're significantly better than TCU. I think they're going to be woken up by last week. And so coming off of a loss, I like OU to win by two scores. Give me the Sooners laying the six. I think it's a bigger spread than that. And we're going to stay in the SEC because I'm looking at this game in Stark Vegas between Mississippi State and Texas A&M. And I love this matchup. It's a 4 o'clock Eastern kick, an awkward one on SEC Network, so many of you might not see this. But this is a biggie because Texas A&M already has the loss to App State. Now, this is conference play in the SEC West, and you're on the road. Mississippi State is good, but A&M is better. And I feel like this is a spot where A&M can once again revive its hopes for going deep into the season with a chance to get to an SEC championship game and living up to the hype. I might be able to get by on overlooking App State, and I know the offense is tough to watch right now, but A&M, I believe, is the better football team than Mississippi State, and I'm getting 4 points here. So give me the Aggies plus the 4. Again, overall, I think A&M's the better team. I don't like the offense, but I think they're the better team, and I'm getting 4 points. Give me those 4 points in that game. Okay, now elsewhere, we'll go off of college football. I will say, I'm not going to pick this game, that Arkansas line plus 17 at home against Alabama is so enticing because you're in Fayetteville. Clearly, Arkansas has been a better team than in recent years, the last two seasons under Pittman. Alabama feels a little vulnerable, but it's such a big number. It's like Vegas is begging you to take Arkansas plus the 17 at home. And I'm not going to take the bait, although it's very, very intriguing. We move to the NFL. There's a couple of lines I like in this weekend, but there's only one that I'm going to officially put on the docket. I'm keeping an eye on that Minnesota against New Orleans game. It's a field goal game right now, field goal line, Vikings favored by 3. If that slips under 3 and goes to 2.5, I probably would play the Vikings. New Orleans is dealing with an injured Jameis Winston. It's in London. Vikings, I think, are the better football team, but I'm not going to play it at the 3 points. I need the hook. I'd play it at 2.5, I think. I'm also looking at Chargers and Texans. The Texans are getting 5.5 points at home. Injured, banged up Justin Herbert. They looked like absolute dog crap last week against the Jaguars. I know the Texans aren't anybody's favorite team to watch, including Houston fans, but that's a big enough number at home to where I could see Houston staying within 3 points. But again, I'm not going to play it. That's something I'm keeping an eye out for. I'm looking at the Sunday Nighter Rams Niners. It's basically a pick'em. The Niners are favored by 1.5. This is a game coming off that awful effort on Sunday Night Football by the Niners. I know that Jimmy G looked awkward and rusty, and I don't think they've got the Super Bowl potential that they might have had with Trey Lance. But boy, do they play the Rams well. I mean, in the regular season, they've beaten up the Rams every year for 3 years. Shanahan just has the Rams' number and Sean McVay's number. They beat them, the Rams, in the NFC Championship game last year, but this one is in Santa Clara, outside of San Francisco. So Niners home game, Sunday night, coming off that effort last week. I think you see a bounce-back effort for the Niners. I think San Francisco wins this game. Again, it's 1.5, so it's kind of a pick 'em. I lose the bet if the Niners only win by 1 point. I'm guessing they win by more than that. So give me San Francisco laying 1.5 in the Sunday Nighter. Monday Nighter, rather, this week. That's the Monday Nighter coming up this week. So that's my picks this weekend. 1 NFL, and then the 4 college games as well. Your Sunday Nighter is that Chiefs and Buccaneers game in Tampa. All right, the Wizard has spoken. Ta-da! Speaking of that game, we talked about this yesterday. They have decided, the NFL, that they will play this in Tampa. This is going to be a Bucs and Chiefs game in Tampa. My question is that help or hurt Tampa Bay? It's a pick'em game. I would lean Chiefs here, but this could go one of two ways. Either you've seen damage and destruction to your state this week, and coming out and playing a football game is hard when you're driving to the stadium and your town looks ripped up and you're talking to neighbors and you're watching coverage and listening to coverage and you're just in the middle of a bit of a war zone. It's hard to focus, and you might see a distracted or a Buccaneers team that has an emotional toll taken on it coming into Sunday night. You might also see a dramatic, we are here for our state, we are here for our neighbors type of effort as well, which is why I'm going to stay away from this. But it can dramatically flip one of two ways. Either there is a Bucs team with no juice, or a lot of spark and a lot of fight because they've come together for their neighbors and their city. I don't know. I can't predict it. They are going to play this game in Tampa Bay, though, so keep that in mind going into Sunday Night Football. No neutral site like we talked about previous days this week. All right, standing by for your headlines this morning. Here is Andrew Bogish. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning one more time. So it's not just fans and media members angry at the Dolphins and the NFLPA. Former Chiefs old lineman Mitch Schwartz tweeting this in response to the union, saying its investigation of Tua Tagovailoa's possible head injury from Sunday is ongoing. Quote, "We'll fight like hell to keep QBs who sexually assault women from getting suspended for too long, but when one of the good guys has concussive symptoms, returns to the game, doesn't enter concussion protocol, and is allowed to play 4 days later, our investigation's ongoing." So Schwartz may be speaking for a lot of angry NFL players right now. All of this because 5 days after suffering that head or back injury, Tua played in Cincinnati and left the field on a stretcher, his head again slamming off the turf as he was flung to the ground. This time he did that horrible thing where your arms freeze in the air. Tua went right to the hospital, was cleared in time to return to Miami with the team. Teddy Bridgewater played the final two-plus quarters of a 27-15 loss to the Bengals.
Tough loss tonight, man. It's tough walking away from a game like tonight, especially given the circumstances.
Bridgewater threw one touchdown but was picked off late in the fourth, setting up Joe Burrow's second TD pass of the night. His Bengals have now 2 wins in 5 days after that 0-2 start. It's my favorite rivalry game until the next one with a cool name, the battle for the old wagon wheel, number 19 BYU turning a 3-point second quarter hole into
which definitely feels like a Big Ten rivalry game, not a BYU rivalry game.
True. And I clearly I know geography. I just didn't think that BYU and Utah State had enough football between them to have a game with a name, but they do in BYU.
It's an in-state rivalry, yeah.
I would think wagons more out in Utah than any Big Ten country, though.
Maybe. It's just every time that the Big Ten has a rivalry game, it's for a bucket or an axe.
Right.
So it feels like there should be a wheel involved as
well. Yeah, they're for items. You're always winning an item in the Big Ten.
And like an old item from like the late 1800s.
See, when winning,
it's not like an old refrigerator or something.
But when you think wagon wheel, don't you automatically think Oregon Trail?
I mean, there's been wagons for a long time in a lot of places. I mean, you might think Oregon Trail, but it's not like they didn't have wagon wheels in Indiana back in the 1700s or 1800s.
I get it. I just feel like out west, that's the wagon thing.
The Phillies are trying to give away the last NL wild card, dropping their fifth in a row yesterday afternoon. The Brewers would have taken over that last spot with a win at home against the Marlins.
Peralta, the 1-2 to Avi. Swinging a fly ball center field. Taylor's going back. He's onto the track. He's at the wall, leaping, and it's a grand slam for Avi Garcia. In his return to Milwaukee, Garcia, an eighth inning slam, and the Marlins go up 4-2.
Oops, the Marlins winning 4-2, keeping Milwaukee a half game behind the Phils. The Padres lost to the Dodgers 5-2, but they keep their 2.5 game lead on those Phils for the second wild card. In the AL, the Rays could have clinched a wild card but lost in Cleveland 2-1. The Mariners fought off the Rangers 10-9 and 11, dropping their magic number for a wild card to 1. Seattle was last in the postseason 21 years ago. And last night at Anaheim, Shohei Ohtani walked the first Athletic he faced, then retired the next 23, then lost that no-hitter. 8 innings, no runs, 10 Ks, 2 hits for him as a batter. That's a 14-game hit streak. In 8-player NBA trade yesterday, the Rockets ending up with veteran forward Derek Favors. The Thunder end up with 2 trade exceptions and $1 million in salary cap savings. on the court today. In Japan, the Warriors beat the Wizards 96-87. Steph Curry, Draymond Green with limited minutes for Golden State. Klay Thompson did not play. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Great job this week. And it was a great week here on the show. That Shohei Ohtani stuff is just, it's just wild. I mean, I know that Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP. Obviously, he's deserving of an incredible season, the greatest offensive season we've ever seen. And all the attention's been on Judge and the home run chase and the Yankees clinching the AL East. But Shohei Ohtani is a middle-of-the-order bat in your lineup. Shohei Ohtani is a all-star with his hitting. And Shohei Ohtani nearly threw a no-hitter last night. I know it's against the Oakland A's. They've packed it up for the season. But it's just impossible to really describe the insanity of this. We have one of the better power hitters in the league. He has 34 home runs this year, 93 RBI. So by any account, 34-93 is one of the best power hitters in baseball. And he nearly threw a no-hitter. Nearly threw a no-hitter. It just, how could it happen? It's so insane that that's how great he is, and he's being overshadowed by a guy even having an even greater season. If there was no Aaron Judge year, this would be totally insane. You hit 34 home runs and throw a near no-hitter. I mean, how could that be? When we come back on the show, we have got a Target Demo Friday to get through. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
That's right. We begin with Not Connor Green, who tweets, I'm listening on the Odyssey app in southern Wisconsin. Mraz's picks this week are about as bad as his fireman takes. Absolute garbage. Hashtag, wake him up. Target Demo Friday.
That is some special stuff.
Justin is in Savannah, Georgia, listening on the CBS Sports app. We disagree with Mraz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Okie dokie doo.
No.
Or hoopin' hoopin'.
Mraz's take is that volunteer firemen only do it for the friends of the ping pong table. Kevin tweets, I'm in Ohio. Cold snap coming through. Has me ready for a little grocery shopping for the tree stand, then bourbon by the fire pit this weekend. Freaking love the fall. Football, hoodie weather, fire pit evenings. Hashtag you need to eat like this. Target Demo Friday.
Sports Shangri-La.
Holy God!
Mac and Bear from Delaware says, great Friday to all. Listening on the Sirius XM channel 158. Chilling this weekend with a garlic seafood white pizza and my Jags and O's. Have a great weekend. God bless my friends in Florida. Hashtag RIP Coolio. Target Demo Friday.
I'll keep you running, hunting, and all, and the country's all.
Yeah, big loss this week. Coolio, I think he was 59 years old. Brutal, brutal loss. Far too young, and what a career he had. That was a tough one. Listening on 95.3 The Ticket in Boise, Idaho, is somebody named Deathbat. So we'll just leave that there. That's all he wrote. Deathbat.
I made a mistake. I'm willing to admit it.
Ragnar Razorback says, good morning, guys. I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas, listening on the CBS Sports app. I play a weekly poker game during the football season every Saturday with volunteer firefighters at the station. I don't know if I would call them friends. They always take my money. Hashtag, wake him up. Target Demo Friday.
You look like curdled turd milk.
That is some special stuff.
Black Rose says, good morning, crew. Watching at watchda.com from my home today in Bradenton, Florida. No work due to Hurricane Ian. I don't know volunteer firefighters, but it's some special stuff and cool nonetheless. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
That is some special stuff. Wake him up.
The Sloppy Salami is listening in Wisconsin to the Odyssey app. Yep, they're definitely doing it for the ping pong only, not serving their community or saving lives. Hopefully when Mraz needs them for a heart attack 15 years from now, they can put the paddles down and help him.
Let's go!
Or pick up the paddles they should be using.
Yeah. Put down the ping pong paddles, pick up the paddles of life. Backwards Brian is watching on Twitch from rainy North Carolina. I can't agree with Mraz completely, but there can't be that many fires or training events. Though I hope that the Panthers offense needs to be hosed off on Sunday because they are on fire. Hashtag Holy Mother Meatballs. Target demo Friday.
Holy Mother Meatballs! It's a touchdown!
There can't be that many fires.
It's not.
Kyle tweets, Happy Friday from Lake Havasu City, plugged into the mothership via the good old Odyssey app. I think at the very least, firemen have paid their dues and have to remember there are times they put themselves in real danger for others, Mraz. Target demo Friday.
Holy Friday!
Carla says, Good morning. I'm in Idaho listening on KTIK 95.3. I'm not sure about volunteer firefighters, but my daughter is a pro EMT. She's in it to help others. She lives in Boston. Love my girl. I'm grateful for firefighters and EMTs. Thank you, first responders, on a Target Demo Friday.
I am athletic, and I did have a touch of
excellence. Hold on. Time out. I feel like this got out of control. I am very thankful for first responders, EMTs, and all of that. Those who get paid, it's a great career. My point was the volunteers do it for, like, a, you know, a fan club. Hey, I'm fat.
Okay. That's all. Kristen... tweets, I'm in Buffalo, New York, streaming on YouTube. As for the firemen, more like frenemies. My dad was a volunteer firefighter chief for many years. I've never seen so much drama among grown adults. Target demo Friday.
Hey, I'm fat.
Dilbo Fantana is listening on the Odyssey app from Virginia Beach. I agree with Mraz. They're definitely in it for the pool tables. I mean, you can't just get those things anywhere. Hashtag special stuff. Hashtag free the Maris kids. Hashtag Tennessee Titans on a Target demo Friday.
That is some special stuff.
Citrus Thorn is in his backyard in the dark enjoying coffee on the West Coast. I'm listening on the CBS Sports app. I 100% agree with Mraz. They get way too many perks on a Target demo Friday.
Good morning. Big fan of the Mraz Show.
The Mraz Show. Moist Pork tweets, I'm in Baltimore on Twitch. Mraz, if you sign up to run into fires just to get new friends, you may need to rethink your life's decisions. There are definitely other, much less dangerous ways to go meet people. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Holy smokes. Not with that tax write-off.
Big Lair says, Happy Friday, eh? Listening in Twin Falls, Idaho. Other than the one firefighter at the Little League game, this man is a firefighter. I think these are great guys and gals watching football and smoking a brisket with some friends this weekend. Let's go Boise State and the Niners. Hashtag damn it, Mraz over Gelb. Target demo Friday. There was that Little League parent that was yelling that the coach had every reason to argue balls and strikes because this man is a volunteer firefighter. Something like that. Jeremy tweets, I'm in Oklahoma City on the Odyssey app on my way to the appointment. And while some are in it for the right reasons, it's possible this guy's in it for the women, if you know what I mean. Chicks love firefighters. Target demo Friday.
It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
And I wonder when he says this guy if he means the meme itself where Mraz is dressed as a firefighter.
Hubba hubba.
Luis is on Twitch in Toronto. I don't know if volunteer firemen are only in it for friends, but at least they can be like, they fight fires for their friends. Target demo Friday.
Sports Shangri-La.
Good morning. Big fan of the Mraz Show.
And Gordon is in Washington, D.C. on the Odyssey app. WTF, Mraz, volunteer firefighters and first responders are awesome at their jobs. And that's your Target demo Friday.
Ho, ho, ho. It's the Billy Jack Show.
And what did we decide on your epic fail of the morning, guys?
My description of flatbreads.
Okay, let's rerun it. Here's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You're going to make the ranch, in essence, the sauce on the flatbread. Let the ranch serve as the sauce. You're going to chop up some bacon. You're going to chop up some prosciutto. We got one pig here and another pig here. They're colliding for an oink fest on top of ranch dressing.
Wake him up.
Picture two fat men wrestling in Jell-O. That's what the prosciutto and bacon are doing. A haymaker here and a haymaker there, sliding on the ranch.
It's going to be hokey-dokey-doo or hoopy-hoopy-hoo.
And then you're going to top it off with the mutts. I would prefer the fresh mutts. Look, you've already spent a lot of money on the prosciutto and the fancy ranch. You want to go shredded mutts? Do that, too. It's fine. You're going to get the creaminess. You're going to get the gooiness.
Is mayo dairy or not now?
And you're going to be oinking all over the place as a cured meat faces an uncured meat in a pig tug of war. It's unbelievable. And it's the prosciutto bacon ranch flatbread. Enjoy it. You'd look like Colonel Turd Milk.
The pig tug of war. And you can just crush them. I mean, you can eat how many slices of that?
I had easily six at your house. And I like the feel of a flatbread in my hand. You know, when you talk about things you like to feel in your hand, natural body parts thrusting up, I realized on Saturday that that might be a top five thing I like holding in my hand.
I notice it.
Oh. That, like, you know, when it doesn't really bend and it's got that crisp on each edge, it's almost like when you get a new pack of baseball cards. I caress that flatbread, I hold it, and then you bite in, and then that first crunch when the other flavor hits and some of those crumbs, you know, flutter ever so onto your shirt. I mean, that's just, it's unreal.
That is special stuff.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights. The international series like Sunday's Vikings and Saints game, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all of the action on the Odyssey app or WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I am remiss to say at the end of this week, we are not going to Wisconsin this weekend. I had this on my bucket list. I pitched it to the bosses. I wanted to go to this weekend, tomorrow's Wisconsin-Illinois game, the Brett Bielema return game, and then Sunday's Lambeau Field Patriots and Packers game. Now, I feel a little bit better considering Brian Hoyer's likely to start, and I didn't need to travel halfway across the country to go see Brian Hoyer, but this was the weekend I wanted to make happen in Wisco, and so many of you reached out and said, if you do it, I'm going to be there. And unfortunately, the bosses were like, yeah, great idea, but... And so we're going to push the Wisco trip to a different date. We are going to do a trip sometime this football season, but it'll have to be a different one. So I'm sorry I couldn't make it this week, and I hope you guys have the best time. I wish I could be with you. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Kevin Wall on your stream, on your simulcast. And thanks to Andrew Bogusch on your headlines. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.